Yes, Editor-in-Chief Joey Brown speaking. What's that? Want to put an ad in the personal column? Okay, give it... Wait a minute. Just wait till I get my pencil. I'll take it down. Yeah. Yes, okay. Okay, I got it. All right, okay, I got it. Beautiful lady moron wants to meet handsome man with very low IQ. Object. Okay, goodbye. Well, doggone, I've been editor on the GI Journal now for 3 minutes and not a single person has answered our ad for a new beauty editor. Gee, I hope we can get hold of someone pretty soon. Yes, come in.
I'm here to take over as your new beauty editor.
Oh, cut it out. Are you getting new beauty editor? What makes you think you're qualified to give beauty hints?
Are you kidding? Look at me.
Is that compulsory or optional?
Now, Joe, never mind the sarcasm. I'm a self-made woman. Everything I've done to improve my looks, I've done alone.
You should have called in a bulldozer.
Now, listen here. I come from a long line of natural beauty. Take my grandmother, for instance. She didn't believe in any of these newfangled cosmetics. All she ever did was scrub her face twice a day.
Yeah, with soap and water?
No, with Brillo. My granny never heard of soap. She was a natural beauty, all right. We called her Black Beauty.
Black Beauty? I thought Black Beauty was a horse.
Believe me, Grandma was no pony kid.
Wait a minute, Cass, you don't understand. You'd never be convincing as a beauty editor, especially with your figure.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
And what's wrong with my figure? Have you ever seen anything like it, bud? Look at that kid.
Yes, I seen something like it just once.
Where was that?
On a Bach beer sign.
Well, Joe, you can kid all you like, but I'll have you know I spend 3 hours a day at the massage parlor.
Is that so? Reducing?
Yep. First I take a little off here, then I take a little off there.
Well, your here and there is all right, but in between is murder.
Joseph, I can see you don't know the real me.
Is that so?
Upon the surface, I may seem plain and unattractive.
Yes, I get the word.
Yes, you do. I just got a two, you see. But if you'd only dig down, dig deep, what untold riches might be yours?
Yeah. But look at all of the mud you got to go through before you bring in a gusher.
Now, just a minute, Blubber Lips.
That's your ad in that, Blubber Lips. Wait a minute, where's that in there?
Have you taken a gander at your own kisser lately?
Yeah, sure I have. This morning, when I was shaving, I gave out with a big smile and looked right smack dab at myself.
Yeah?
Yeah, sure.
How many mirrors?
All right, you may laugh, but there's a society girl who thinks my face is pretty attractive.
Yeah? Did you ever kiss her, Joe?
Sure I did. Finally. Yeah, the other night we were standing in her penthouse, and she said, Joe, kiss me.
Joe, what happened?
Well, she wanted me to kiss her, Roy, but I forgot to put alum on my pucker and shoved her off the terrace.
Beauty editor.
Well, now, wait a minute. Don't hurry me. I have to think this thing over, Chaos. Somebody else might answer the ad, you see. I'll tell you what you do. You wait in the ante room, and we'll go into the...
Okay.
And now we flip a page to the section headed Harmony. For the gang at APO 860, here are the charioteers offering excursion rates if you take the night train to Memphis. Board! All aboard!
Take that night train to Memphis, take that night train to Memphis, and when you arrive at the station, I'll be right there to meet you, I'll be right there to greet you, so don't turn down my invitation. folk. Take that night train to Memphis. Take the night train to Memphis. You know how I'm longing to see you. Oh, take the 357 and arrive at 11. And I'll be shouting hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'll be shouting hallelujah all the day.
Well, we will
have a jubilee down in Memphis, Tennessee, and we'll shout hallelujah all the day. Now when the train comes along, when the train comes along, I will meet you at the station when the train comes along.
Watching the trains come in, watching the trains go out,
watch all the trains go out. Hallelujah, hallelujah, I'll be shouting hallelujah all the day.
Ooh, we will
have a jubilee down in Memphis, Tennessee, and we'll shout hallelujah.
One prospect for our beauty column. I wonder if there are any more in the outer office. Yeah, come in, come in.
Well, here I am, your new beauty editor.
My new beauty editor? Say, who do you think you are, Lucille Ball?
As a matter of fact, yes.
Gosh, it is Lucille Ball. And the wolves are out.
Gosh.
Well, don't just stand there with your mouth open. Who do you think you are, Joey Brown?
As a matter of fact, yes. But, Lucille, you're a big picture star. Why should you want to go to all the bother of running a beauty column?
Well, I'll confess, Joe, I have a very selfish motive.
Is that so? You have?
Yes, I want to be near you.
Me?
Yes, Joe, after all, what interests have I in life besides my work, music, bridge, travel, dancing, sports, books, recreation?
What, no yo-yo?
Night after night, it's the same mad whirl. Year in and year out, excitement, glamour, pleasure, never a touch of boredom.
Never a touch of boredom.
No, that is up to now.
You mean...
Yes, at last I found you.
Oh.
My dream blank. Tonight, I'm sure, will be dull.
Gee, Lucille, I don't know what to say.
Oh, that's what I love about you, Joe. You never know what to say.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. For once, I won't have to listen to a lot of witty remarks and intelligent conversation.
Yeah, but Lucille...
Now, don't spoil it, Joe. I can just picture our evening together. You twiddling your thumbs and me biting my nails and yawning.
Yes, yawning, huh? But Lucille...
And then as the long, dull evening crawls to a close, you mumble something stupid and leave. Then I rush over to my diary, turn to the proper page and write...
Yes, yes. What do you write?
Nothing.
Nothing? Gee, that was wonderful. We must do it again as soon as your nails grow back.
Enough of this nonsense, Joe. I'm all ready to start as your beauty editor. Would you like to see a couple of my sample columns?
Well, the two you're standing on are good enough for me. But I think I ought to tell you, Lucille, that Cass Daly is applying for the job, too.
Cass Daly?
Yes, and I guess I'll have to toss for it.
Oh, Joey, darling. Joey, dear.
Yes.
Joey, my pet. You're going to toss for it, honey?
Yep. I'm going to toss Cass Daly.
Thank you.
Master Sergeant Harry Bluestone and the Army Air Force's Training Command Band, answering a fistful of requests from the fellows at APO 729 for Old Lady Be Good. That rendition was not only good, it was goodest. And now back to the editor's office.
Joe?
Yeah?
I thought I heard you talking to somebody.
Yes, Cass, I'm glad you came in. I want you to meet...
I know. This poor woman has come to me for some beauty hints. Well, don't worry, dear. I'll have you looking like a human being in no time.
Like a human being?
This looks like a good spot for me to take a VOCO. If you want me, I'll be in the other office.
Now then, let's get you straightened out, babe. First, that silly-looking mop you have on your skull has got to go.
Go? Why, my hair has been on every magazine cover in the country.
I don't care where you put it at night. It looks awful.
Like that.
I don't care who you are. There's no excuse for walking around the shape you're in.
Speaking of shapes, you'd better not.
Oh. Now, don't be catty, my dear. Don't let your jealousy run away with you. Why, you can have a figure just like mine. All you have to do is go through the same course I did.
Yeah, but who wants to go over an infiltration course?
Oh, you silly girl. Why, my figure's divine. Don't you realize that when I walk down Hollywood Boulevard, all the fellas whistle at me?
Well, that's nothing. The fellas whistle at me, too.
Yeah, but the smoke come out of their ears.
Well, I'm sorry, Cass, but you certainly don't strike me as being the slinky type.
Oh, Lucille, slinky? Why, you should have seen me last night at the Palladium. Not only did I slink, I slank so much that I slunk.
I like that.
Well, I was...
Hey, shut it, I'm glad!
Well, I was at the Palladium last night, but I didn't see you.
Well, how could you miss me? I was the belle of the stag line. The minute I got there, I danced with the handsomest stag you ever saw.
Really? How was it?
Oh, great. But his antlers got caught in my teeth.
Guess you girls are real chummy by now, huh?
Oh, sure, Joe. We're as chummy as Mickey and Finn.
You mean you and Lucille didn't get along?
Lucille?
Sure. Didn't you know that you were talking to Lucille Ball?
Listen, if she's Lucille Ball, I'm a B-29.
Yeah? Then you'd better take off, because your landing gear's dragging. Boy, look, I'm in a spot. I've hired you both as beauty editors, and I can only use one of you. What'll I do?
Well, I don't want to place you in an embarrassing position, Joe, so I'm perfectly willing to step aside.
Good.
And watch you fire Cass Daly.
As for me, Joe, I'll show you that I'm a better sport than she is. I don't care which one of us you hire. Whatever you decide is okay with me.
Fine, Cass. Is that so? That's swell.
Yes, sir. And even if you pick Lucille, Joe, I'll be down to see you every day at the hospital.
Boy, this is a tough decision to make. You two stay here and I'll go into my office and make up my mind.
Make up your mind?
Yeah. Does anybody know the address of Mayo Brothers Clinic?
Typesetters set one out, we'll proofread the vocal section. G.I. Journal's glamorous vocal pinup, Miss Connie Haynes. Connie is CQ of the original Song of the Week department, and for this time, it's a novelty song that has definite possibilities as hit material. The two G.I.s who wrote this song prefer to remain anonymous until they learn the reaction toward their melodious handiwork. Each week, Connie Haynes sings one of these original songs that are mailed to G.I. Journal, Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. So if you've written a song and you'd like to hear Connie sing it, well, send it right along. And say, gang, if you can't write music but have the lyrics to a song, send them along too, and we'll have the music composed for you. Tonight's pinup song, The Confederate Belle from Brooklyn. And for our two unknown composers, here's Connie Haynes.
Came up north from Richmond on the Staten Island Ferry. The Confederate Belle from Brooklyn is a lady of southern charm. The stars and bars make a drop her odds. Drop a toity toit and Flatbush. The Confederate Belle from Brooklyn recollects with a fragile sigh how the boys in gray called her Daisy May. Hear the call of, hey, Miss Ginsburg. She tells everyone she is a Swanee River gal, but her old Kentucky home is on the Guadalcanal. Oh, a julep would find this tulip deep in a Dixie cup, but a southern drawl doesn't go you all. She's never ever been down south at all. The Confederate Belle from Brooklyn. Oh, the Robert E. Lee's on a family tree, thick as a fish in the deep blue sea. She longs to be on the old Swanee. She told me so on the IRT. Then she dropped the R. No, she dropped the T. She's as phony as she can be. But he's in love with her, can't you see? The Confederate Belle. The Confederate Belle from Brooklyn.
Jam now. Two gals on my hands and only one job. Well, what to do?
Hello.
Well, who are you?
I'm a lieutenant, captain, major, current, private Sack.
Is that so? Well, Sack, what are you doing in town?
Oh, I'm on an important mission. It's imperative that I see. It's a matter of life and which way is the nearest pool room?
Hey, Sack, how are things going in the Army?
Oh, wonderful. I just got promoted to G2.
G2, is that so? What is that, intelligence department?
Garbage, second class.
Well, my boy, what have you been doing on your pass,
Oh, the usual thing. I've been to the museum. I've been attending lecture. I went to the opera. looking at girls.
Oh, boy, that's good fun. I know all about girls. Many's the times I've peeked in the windows at the YMCA.
The YMCA?
Yeah, sure.
Why, there's nothing at the YMCA but men.
What's the difference? I'm nearsighted. Yeah, you know, it's a lucky thing for me that you came by, Sack. You see, I'm a real tight squeeze here.
It's a tight squeeze. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm a little short this week myself.
No. Wait a minute. I mean, I'm in a tight squeeze with two girls.
It's two. Where can I get into a jam like that?
Oh, wait a minute. You don't understand. I have to get rid of one of the girls. Now, what would you charge me to take one of them off my hands?
Well, that will cost you $10.
$10?
Yep, or I'll take both of them off your hands for $5.
Gosh, for a buck and a half, this guy'd clean out Earl Carroll's. Well, I have to keep one to be my beauty editor. Now, come on into the next room and meet the girls.
Oh, boy, lead me to them. When it comes to girls, I'm an eager beaver.
So you look like an anxious wolf. And come on in now, and don't forget you're supposed to fire one of them. That is in a nice way, of course.
Oh, don't worry, I'll be as subtle as well. They'll never suspect. I'm a smooth operator. I'll throw her out on her ear.
Girls, this is Sad Sack. Sack, this is Lucille Ball.
The Lucille Ball.
Yep.
Yes, Sacky, darling.
And this one over here, this is Cass Daly.
The Cass Daly.
Yep.
Yes, Sacky, darling.
You now, Sack. Only one of these girls can stay.
Well, which one would you rather have stay? Or are you nuts?
Come on, Sack. Either one of them. Hurry up about it.
Okay. Well, I'm awfully sorry, Miss Ball. But I guess you'll have to...
Sacky Wacky. You great, big, handsome, wonderful boy.
I'm awfully sorry, Miss Daly, but the...
What did you say?
I said, I'm awfully sorry, Miss Daly, but you'll have to... One of you is definitely fired. Yes, but which one, Sack?
Who's fired?
You. Who else?
Me?
And now once more, we bow to the melodic tones of the Charioteers as they sing one of the current lovelies of the season, I'll Walk Alone.
I'll walk alone. Because to tell you the truth, I'll be lonely. I don't mind being lonely when my heart tells me you are lonely too.
I walk alone.
They'll ask me why, and I'll tell them I'd rather. There are dreams I must gather, dreams we fashion the night. You held me tight. I'll always be near you, wherever. Call, I'll hear you, no matter how far. Just close your eyes, and I'll be there. Please walk alone, and send your love and your kisses to guide me. Till you're walking beside me,
Page and G.I. Journal's Reporter of the Week. Men, if you're proud of your outfit, why not take a fling at being one of G.I. Journal's overseas correspondents? All you have to do is write up a story of your particular outfit and send it right along to the G.I. Journal, Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. It'll be banner-lined right here at this spot. This week, it's 20-year-old Corporal Dick Leisman of the Marines, who saw service at Guadalcanal and Tarawa, and is winner of the Silver Star. And he's reporting on the job that his outfit is doing. G.I. Journal's Overseas Report of the Week by Corporal Dick Leisman of the Marine Corps.
I was a member of the Regimental Scout Sniper Group. Maybe you haven't heard much about this particular outfit, so I'll tell you what they've done. A trawler outfit landed 7 minutes before the first full wave hit the beach. Our mission was to wipe out two machine gun nests that had been giving us serious trouble. Volunteer Navy men took us in with Higgins boats. Believe me, their assignment was no breeze. Once ashore, things really began happening. Yes, we cleaned out those machine gun nests, and I was lucky. All I got was a bullet in the arm on the second day. They tell me I'll be ready to go back soon, and I want to be with my old outfit, the Regimental Scout Snipers, wherever they are, whatever they are doing.
Gang, before we stop the presses for tonight, I want to thank Marine Corporal Dick Leisman for his report. Also thanks to Cass Daly, Lucille Ball, and Mel Blanc for splendid performances. By the way, fellas, the closer we come to Victory Day, the more important it becomes to think about having a nest egg, a good nest egg, to start civilian life again. How about it, gang? Why not start now with GI bonds and soldier deposits? You'll be surprised how fast it adds up. So until the next time I occupy the editor's seat on G.I. Journal, this is Joey Brown speaking for us all and saying, so long, good luck, and boola.
Remember, you guys and gals, to write in about your outfit. And be sure to include any gag or joke that you have and see how it sounds when read by such stars as Joe E. Brown, Bing Crosby, Bob Hope, Jack Carson, Lucille Ball, or lovely Linda Darnell. The address, G.I. Journal, Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. And say, we'll be waiting to hear from you real soon. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.